Community health centers and Ryan White HIV/AIDS program centers play an important role in expanding services and care for vulnerable populations, which includes HIV prevention and wellness. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the state's oldest HIV service organization hosted its first HIV advocacy summit Wednesday to develop strategies for the upcoming legislative session.
The Damien Center event focused on different challenges these centers face when trying to provide services, including how HIV criminalization makes care more complicated. Carrie Foote is a professor of sociology at Indiana University, Indianapolis, and leads HIV Modernization Movement Indiana. She says Indiana has several laws that lead to the inappropriate arrest or prosecution of people living with HIV, which wastes state resources and has no public health benefit.
We can end the epidemic. We can end it. So anything that's a barrier to doing that, and these laws are, we want to get rid of and improve.
Foote says these laws lead to stigma around HIV that act as a barrier to testing and care. She also says HIV criminalization disproportionately impacts Black people, sexual minorities, and people who inject drugs, which makes health inequities worse. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.